You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Miami After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Miami After Show.
Miami. Oh my God, I've never felt so unhip in my life listening to this song.
Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that?
Can you guys feel that? We can't. We're dead inside. Hey, guys. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. And as you know, Bing is for doing. And we're doing another AfterBuzz After Show for The Real Housewives of Miami. Season 2, Episode 8 and 9. We're finishing off the second part of Bras and Brawls. And then going into Episode 9, Conflicting Conflict. I'm your host, Kristen Carney, and we're missing Molly Harper tonight, which we're so bummed about, and I'll be harassing her for weeks to come. But, of course, I have two awesome co-hosts as well. Why don't you guys go ahead and say hello?
Hi, I'm Jake Dupree.
Hi, guys. I'm Michelle Renee.
So, okay, we are jumping in to last week's episode, essentially. It was the same thing, right? It was just one and the same, except we got to see the big bad punch.
Yes.
Which was kind of a slap. They kept going back and forth between whether it was a slap or a punch just in terms of the way they were describing the situation.
It was just an open-handed, like, bop in the
right,
face.
And that's what I predicted last week.
Yeah.
Because you still heard, like, a punch pop, like it was a nice boom.
Contact. Yeah. It was deft contact.
Contact. But then you saw the open hand, and Joanna didn't get any bruise. We were super disappointed.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
She got a crack in her Botox a little bit.
Right. Which is worse than a bruise.
Uh-huh.
That's going to need medical attention. Because if she had a bruise, I think Joanna would have had more of a sympathy vote going forward.
Oh, definitely.
You know, Adriana had some scratches that you couldn't even really pick up on the camera. We didn't really see. Joanna did have a scratch or two.
Mm-hmm.
I think, of course, both of them were grossly exaggerating their sides of the story.
I mean, they want the other wives on their side. So they're, of course, going to be like, look at these scratches. And then, you know, it's like, I can't even see them.
Right. And Adriana kept saying, I was being attacked. Not really. I mean, verbally.
Well, I'm definitely Team Joanna, but I'm agreeing with Adriana in the fact that she did try to walk away from the situation, mm-hmm. and Joanna chased after her. So,
yeah. When the camera caught them, did you see Joanna touch Adriana's shoulder? Because I kept looking for that moment. And I feel like a forensic scientist who's horrible at their job, because I couldn't really tell or not if she did actually touch her.
Though
we need a DNA.
Though I did notice on watching it back again tonight that she, whenever after Adriana hit her, they were locked in together, so I don't know if it happened really quickly or what, because that one hand you can't see at all in Joanna.
Yeah.
If she's grabbing Adriana,
they need to get like the NFL and have multiple cameras. Yeah. So we can have other angles. Stop replay.
I was thinking that the cameraman that was on the wrong side has definitely lost
he
his
was
job.
On the wrong
yeah.
side.
Yeah,
yeah. And then
the world will never know.
Yeah. And of course we see the broom making the appearance. The broom comes in with the guy in the white robe, and I don't know if he was an employee or a volunteer or a party attendee. I couldn't tell.
And why didn't I audition for that role?
Right. Men in robes. It's a good role to go in for.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just sweeping something in the kitchen and just...
That's why I couldn't tell if he was at the party or staff. Because who at the party, like actually just having fun, would happen to have a broom in their hand? But he was wearing a bathrobe as if he was a guy at the party.
unless that's what the staff wear.
Maybe like the volunteers.
The volunteers, right.
Right.
Those poor saps.
Yes.
I don't know. He just seems out of place in general because the robe, that's not even lingerie.
And he
or
wasn't
not
even
a nighttime robe. It's a bathrobe, right, which is not even.
It was one that you get for free from a hotel.
Yeah.
That's kind of a nicer hotel, so you at least get a bathrobe, but not like the nicest.
I'm pretty sure he was someone that worked there because he didn't look like he belonged in that circle of people at all.
He wasn't a handsome man.
And there was no spray tan going on.
No.
So.
Yeah, he was very
one
pale.
One of the housewives, please comment and let us know who that guy is because we're.
Right.
Yes,
but he was standing right in the middle. He was loving it. I'm going to make this entire podcast just about him. Because I know that's what everyone wants to talk about.
He had the best seat in the house, right front and center.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to backtrack a little bit because I didn't talk about James pushing Bo into the pool.
Oh, gosh.
That was... Bo was annoying. I kind of wanted him to get pushed into a pool. And his name's Bo, and he was wearing a bow tie. It's like, you can't have the name Bo and also wear a bow tie, because it's too weird.
And he had a belly button ring, which automatically right. puts me off of somebody. I'm like, no, right. thank you.
Well, Lisa commented, Bo is always around. I've never seen him before this episode.
Well, that's maybe why he was mad that Leah didn't know who he is, because if he's always hanging around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was on, I will say this, for those of you that watch Big Brother out there, he was on Big Brother. He was
the little brother.
The little asshole.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it makes sense that he would be the troublemaker within this group.
Of course.
He just wanted his camera time,
yes.
and so he wanted to cause drama.
He loved every second of that.
Yeah,
he
it was
did.
Obnoxious.
He was like, push me back in the pool. Come on.
Yes.
But push me back in.
Do it again.
Come on.
He
please.
Like, went underwater and was like, yes.
Yeah.
He came up and like all pissed.
He handed James like 100 as he walked
he had
away.
A viewing
like,
party. He had a viewing party for this. Like, this is the episode where I get pushed in the pool.
Yeah. This is my moment.
Yeah. Hopefully next episode will just be off a building. Be like, bye.
Please.
Sorry.
Oh, snap.
And then we have Lisa, of course, upset that this is her party, but the girl who wouldn't normally be upset. So it's entertaining to see Lisa upset. It's like getting a little cute dog mad. You're like putting, you know, you're kind of like pushing the little dog and then you're waiting for it to attack and it's adorable.
Yes.
Because it's not threatening at all.
I was really surprised to see her react that way, but I'm kind of glad she did. It showed that she's I think she's the most well-rounded of the new housewives.
Yes. In terms of her breasts, of course.
In
too.
Terms of her breasts.
Those are very well-rounded.
Speaking of breasts, everyone's nipples that were really high.
I don't know.
That was confusing.
That was really confusing. That needs more of a ew.
It was scary.
It was. Because the first time I saw it, I thought, oh, that must have been a mistake. And they probably didn't pick up on the fact that they had like mosaic up on her armpit.
Then
it happened again. I'm like, wait. That actually must have been a nipple.
There haven't been this many nipple coverings since Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl.
Right.
This
right.
is like TV. This is like right. the nipple moment.
Snap!
It's like nipples moment right now.
It is. That'll snap. It's really going to make me snap. No,
yes.
I'm just kidding. I love it.
You're Leah Black right now.
I am Leah Black. Such an evil witch. Did we see any other boobs? We saw... Adriana had, she had a little nipple covering. Joanna had a nipple covering.
I don't think that Karen had
Lisa.
Any.
Lisa.
She had the weird
Lisa,
ones
Adriana,
that were like traveling.
As long as we don't have Leah with her, you know, hers popping out.
No, one would want to see that.
I feel like hers would be really large. Like it would just be a giant mosaic over her head.
Like saucer, saucer cup.
Yeah. Having tea on them. So Lisa gets mad. She has to defend both the situation of Bo and James and then Karen and Joanna. Where was her husband, Lenny? Where was Lenny this whole time? There was no callback to even where he was. You know, she said, Lenny's not here, but then we never had we never had a moment with Lenny to find out where he was, why he wasn't saving the day.
They showed him several times out in front of the house with the list, and Roman was out there talking crap about his own fiance. He was like, she's ridiculous and embarrassing. I don't know. The two of them, they just need to end
it's
this.
It's crazy that Roman never defends Joanna.
Except when it's against a female. Like, that was strange to me that he didn't say anything to Joe Francis outside, but then when they were inside, he went up to Adriana and was like, don't talk to my fiance like that.
Because I think he probably believes Joe Francis, and I think that's why. I also think that a girl is easier to defend. Roman just seems like someone who is going to stay in the background because he's got a very chill personality, and it wouldn't be... He wouldn't be in a fight. He wouldn't get in a fight with Adriana. He would get in a fight with Joe Francis. So it's easier to go up to Adriana because you know what's really going to happen with that.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. It's kind but of he pussy. Just yeah, he, that's cowardly to approach a female like that.
But when he also approached Adriana, he also insulted Joanna at the same time. He was like, "This is so embarrassing."
Yeah,
he said that, and he was standing essentially next to Adriana.
I think that it's interesting that he. It wouldn't even waste time on Joe Francis. I think that shows that he's a little bit mature because he's like...
It's like Joe Francis, of course.
Yeah.
Everyone sleeps with Joe Francis.
Everyone sleeps with him. And
I did.
I did.
I'm totally kidding.
I didn't. That's why I'm a nobody.
Oh, hey.
I'm kidding.
Hey, Joe, what are you doing later?
Let us know.
I need a career.
I need to host Girls Gone Wild. Joanna.
I like Joanna. Was
that
a host.
Came out. Apparently she was a host, not a...
A featured
not a featured
person.
So she definitely slept with him. To get a featured part, she definitely slept with him.
I wouldn't.
Well, he said she hosted it.
Hosted.
That's
right,
what her
right,
role was.
Right.
So what
but
is
that's
a
like
host?
A higher up. I mean, she's more, you know, probably.
I mean, I've never
doing.
Seen a Girls Gone Wild video.
I didn't know they had hosts.
I didn't. That's what I, like. I didn't know that.
I thought
so
he was
what
the
is
host.
A host?
It's like too low of a form of entertainment to need a host.
Maybe she would be like, "Oh, we're in Los Angeles right now. Let's see who we can get." And then he goes out and like creeps people under the bus.
Okay, right. Okay. But I think if she was the host, Joe Francis would go more toward the host because she's leading the show. She's the star. You know, he would sleep. Well, he'd sleep with anybody.
He would sleep
whatever.
With all of them.
Yeah. Whatever. They slept together. I'm not justifying anymore. My justifications don't really make any sense.
And then Marta and Joe were flirting after the fight in the kitchen. And Leah was standing there like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk exactly about what happened with the fight. So we have Adriana, who brings a newspaper to this event, which is ridiculous.
Wait, flashback to New York.
New Jersey?
Yes.
Oh, well, wait, New York.
No, I'm sure there's
New Jersey, Danielle Staub, cop without a badge, on the table.
Yes.
At
the, boom.
Like,
that
yes,
was caused the table
that,
flip.
Yes.
And I'm thinking Sonia bringing the boards to the reunion, yep, of the other photos that other people did for her brands. Or her brand.
That was, yes. Sonia, I love you, but that was
right,
awful.
Right.
I mean, and Danielle Staub bringing the mannequin head to the reunion
with the weave on it.
So many flashbacks.
Oh my God. Yeah. This is horrible.
These housewives, it's just like a circle. They always continue
right.
The circle.
You always got to bring an yeah. extra prop with you.
Right, right.
To justify
right.
your argument.
Right, right.
Always.
Always. And it never seems to work. You know, Karen's not going to see the paper and be like, oh, right, I did say those things. Of course she's going to still deny it. You can
yeah.
bring things made out of gold and she would say they weren't hers or something, you know, when you're trying to deny something. But I think Karen did say those things.
Oh, I
think words can get twisted, but I think there's words that are to start
but
with.
But full sentences, you can't make up full sentences
right.
and not cite the source because mm-hmm. you can get really sued.
You
and
can
obviously
get
they
super
haven't been
trouble.
Sued about for it, so.
Right. And Karen said, I'm thinking of taking legal action or something like that. She seemed to almost look like she was lying, like her eyes kind of went, and she's like, I'm thinking about what I can do legally.
She was backtracking.
For these actions.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But you said that you're on Team Joanna in terms of the fight?
No, just in general. Like,
oh.
I don't care for Adriana too much. Like, I think
yeah.
she's like a, she stirs the pot a little too much for me. And she, like, bullies.
Adriana is definitely a mean girl, but she's a mean girl I like and I get a kick out of.
That's where I stand, I think, a little bit. Because I was on Team Joanna, but this whole thing, I don't know.
So you've just switched completely?
I think so.
Oh.
Not completely, but I can see that. Especially some of the gossip that I have, I'll explain
you
love why.
Joanna.
I did love Joanna.
Sad.
I did, yeah.
Well, I think Joanna is also a pot stirrer because I get she wants to defend Karen, but it's, I think she wants to defend Karen for her own selfish reasons to kind of be loud and be seen.
And to have somebody on her side.
Yeah. I don't think she truly cares about Karen. And regardless, Adriana asked Karen to go elsewhere to have this conversation. You shouldn't have the conversation at a party anyway. So no matter where in the party you're having it, it's still stupid. But Joanna did know something was going on when she approached them. It wasn't like Joanna thought they were talking about coffee and was like, oh, I love roasters best. You know, it wasn't like she knew going into it that they were arguing about something and Joanna wanted to be there to swoop in. And so that's why I don't like Joanna, because I don't see her being real about it. But the reason I like Adriana is because she's, regardless, she's real about her feelings. Regardless if she's a bully or not, she's honest about her feelings. Where I feel like Joanna's fake.
Joanna should not have been in that in that entire argument in the first place. It didn't involve her. It had nothing to do with her. Like, why step in and just be like the finger in the face? But the whole thing started because Adriana said that she was a wannabe. Like, who the hell cares?
Right.
We clearly know that Joanna is a very successful model, has had a great career.
Right.
Like, who cares?
Unless you're really insecure, that shouldn't bother
you.
Exactly. And maybe Joanna isn't secure. Is Joanna technically a supermodel? Because I feel like she isn't. I think she's a beautiful model.
I think
model,
she's
but
like a bikini supermodel.
Because
like
supermodels
swimwear.
Are normally the catwalk models. They end up being the supermodels.
Yeah,
and she's not
all
a catwalk.
Yeah.
She's only 5'7".
She's probably not a supermodel then.
Yeah.
So she probably feels a little bit insecure about it. It's like, just look in the mirror to start feeling secure again. You're gorgeous.
She has no reason to be insecure at all, but I feel like she's the most insecure out of all of them.
Yeah. And Karen should be the one who's insecure about that, because that's what she's been called on, is being a wannabe and wanting, you know, a star stalker and that kind of stuff. Yeah. But again, Karen got out of this scot-free. Now it's the duel is between Joanna and Adriana. It's no longer Adriana and Karen.
And there also might be some resentment there between Joanna and Adriana, because Adriana was flirting with Roman at the Mint 10th anniversary.
Oh, right.
So maybe
right.
Joanna's still holding a grudge about that, too.
Yeah.
Well, she did. She said that whenever they were at the food tasting for Leah's event.
Yeah.
She was like, I still am leery of her because what she said to Roman.
Yeah. But Joanna should be worried about the girl who he was text messaging she found on the computer.
Or the girl at the nightclub that he was making out with. Like, we have bigger issues here.
Speaking of bigger issues, you guys should go rate and comment on iTunes. It's the biggest of all these issues. It actually is, though, if you think about Real Housewives drama versus, like, our lives. We're much more important. It's much more meaningful. So if you guys want to go rate and comment, leave a good comment, of course, and rate with 5 stars, please.
How can we find you on iTunes?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me? I just usually type in AfterBuzz Miami.
Yeah, just type in AfterBuzz, go to Real Housewives Miami, and you'll find all the great podcasts by our lovely hosts.
Yeah, and if you want to tell a friend also.
Please do.
Please do. Please do. So thanks for rating and commenting so far. And we'll have to have Michelle see them, because Michelle hasn't seen them yet. But we have some really good comments.
Yay.
People are very nice to us. I'm going to jinx us for saying that. So Karen saw scot-free. And she didn't do anything to really step in to protect Joanna. So I wish Joanna would look at that and say, maybe Karen isn't as good of a friend as I thought. Or even though I don't think she really even thinks it to begin with. And you know what was funny? You said last week that they are good together, Joanna and Karen, because they compliment
each other.
But in Karen's blog from this week, she literally said, Joanna and I compliment each other. But she didn't mean it in a way of like, you look great, I look great. It was more of a way of like, Joanna stands up for me and I am good at making her feel safe. So it's a good compliment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Karen, I know everyone dislikes her, but I think she might be just a little bit more mature than the other ladies. And I'm not just talking age-wise, because I don't know how old she is, but as far as her, like, staying in the kitchen and not running after the fight, like, I kind of think she was trying to protect herself almost, or just trying to stay away from the drama as much as she could. Because it's not like she even started the argument with Adriana. Adriana pulled her over.
Right.
So even though she has stirred the pot in some instances, in this case, I think she got pulled into the drama by Adriana, and so then she just didn't even want to, like, go any further by, like, chasing after to see the fight.
But that's why I don't like Karen, because I think she's, like, sly. She's a snake to me, because she stirred the pot with drama that wouldn't directly affect her. But when it affects her, she won't really face up to it. Even though it's stupid drama, you know, Adriana just saying, like, I don't like you because you want to be in pictures. But still, it's like Karen didn't get involved in her own goods, but did get involved in other people's. And I think Karen is also, I do think she's more mature in the way that she comes across. She looks very sophisticated and is soft-spoken. But when it comes down to it, I think she isn't mature, because she does all these little things that add up to immaturity to me, like needing the picture taken, needing to tell someone that someone just said so-and-so is so-and-so, you know? So it's like the other ladies are much louder in their immaturity.
Immaturity.
And I think Karen's quieter in her immaturity. You know what I mean?
But do you think that Karen... You think that Karen honestly knows exactly what she's doing, that she's completely strategic in every placement that
I don't think she's that strategic, because I don't think she's savvy enough to be that strategic, but I think it just kind of works out for her.
Yeah.
Like, she wants to kind of be involved with the drama, but doesn't, so it's like, she's there, she's not, and I don't think she's thinking bigger picture necessarily when it's happening. I think she's kind of in the moment what works best for me.
What do you two think about all the women? They're like, well, Karen did this, and Karen did this, Karen brought Beau to the party, and Karen started the drama. Do you think that they're just trying to put all this blame on her because they don't like her, and they're just nitpicking these little things? Because sometimes I feel that way, because I go back and forth with Karen. I'm like, team Karen, not team Karen, and I think that sometimes the women just want to see bad in her, so any kind of case that they see, they're going to get her.
Yeah,
I really agree. Pick at that.
I would be nitpicky just because she is annoying, and so when personally, I find her annoying, and I find her to be really fake.
Yeah.
So I would also start nitpicking, because one, it's kind of fun. Because, like, what else are you doing with other women, you know?
Exactly.
And two, because it's truthful. Even though they're nitpicking the things that maybe don't really matter, they're kind of real. They kind of exist, those little things.
Well, like with Beau, for instance, she didn't come to the party with him. Like, he... I mean, that's what she said. I'm not sure because I wasn't there, obviously, but she said that he just happened to be there and he was her friend. Mm-hmm. So that's like you being at a party or something and then someone being like, Michelle, you brought Jake to the party. And I'm like, no, he's my friend, but he was here on his own. Like, I can't get blamed. You know, like,
she brought Beau.
That's what they said. The they were like, accusing. She brought Beau to the party and he started all this drama. So they were attacking her for that.
Blaming Karen, saying that she started the drama.
Oh.
And so it's like, stupid. Beau just happened to be there and they're just friends.
Right.
So that's out of her control.
Yeah.
I think they bully her, and
I definitely think they bully her, but it entertains me because I don't like her.
Yeah. She's been vilified a little bit, though. She has been.
Okay, so let's talk about her face for a second in that shot with Joanna.
Her parentheses don't move.
Yeah.
It's like they get that, like, cheeks stop at them.
Yeah, like, it was like everything she was saying to Joanna was in parentheses. It was like just a side note because her mouth was circling it so much.
It was a little
scary.
It
was weird. It was, I think, the lighting, and I think she must have just had something done because they said she had some dentist things to do, but they have Botox at her dentist thing. So,
but I will say that she looked very good in the confessional with the
blue,
the tan. Oh, no, I didn't.
She looked good the other day.
With the tan, the with sparkles, the sequins,
yes.
And her hair was curled a little bit differently. I was like, she looks very nice in that one. I like her.
Yeah.
I think she'll wash it back and be like, I should do that more often.
Yeah.
Next season, we'll see it a lot.
It's a different kind of curl. She did the curling iron with, like, holding it down. And
doing it
that way instead of, like, the Shirley Temple curl. Okay.
See,
Carol curl.
I guess with Karen, it's like she has this grace about her and, like, that. She looks a little more wisdom-y.
A former pageant queen.
Yeah. And so I kind of get this vibe from her, like, Aviva from New York, who came across very sophisticated and very reserved and very elegant and eloquent. But I see this other side where it's like, but they're like disingenuous.
It's a facade. It's very manicured.
Yeah, it's too manicured for me. And even though Adriana's a hot mess, I just she makes me laugh, I guess. Karen doesn't make me laugh. Nothing that Karen's done, I've been like, oh my God, this girl's hilarious. Adriana's so absurd, and she's so over the top, and she is so drama that I'm like, yeah, girl, get it.
Are you talking about the comment that she made about the Polish immigrants?
Oh my God, that was the best.
Is that one of the instances you might be thinking of?
Well, tell us why it was funny. You made a comment.
Because she goes, Joe Francis was right. They're just Polish immigrants looking for a plate of food to eat on. I mean, eat off. What did she say?
Eat in. Yeah.
She used in instead of on. And it was ironic because she's obvious. I don't know if she's actually an immigrant or if she just is like first generation or whatever. But is that the
when you're making fun of immigrants, don't sound like an immigrant.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
Like, rule number one.
She didn't use proper English as she was picking on someone for being an immigrant. So that was ironic.
Right. That was hilarious. And that's why I kind of like her, because she's so absurd and she doesn't really get how stupid she sounds. Like, she speaks all these languages, but she comes across like she can't even speak one, you know?
It's kind of like Ramona, like the missteps that they say in terms of, like, pronouncing things or putting things together. It's I love that about Adriana. I think that's really funny.
Yeah.
Makes her good TV.
Yeah, she's so confident in everything that she says, and she just sounds absurd every time.
It's like I have ESPN or something.
Exactly. Yes. Just put a Latino twang on that.
He has, like, ESPN or something.
Yeah.
Like.
Jew. All right, so that was kind of the fight. And I mean, we're teetering between the two episodes. So let's talk about Leah's house and the quote unquote cleansing, or what I would call de-cleansing, because it just was more of a mess than not. And this guy,
Norman Baker.
Yeah. Norman Baker.
He needs to be on this show. Like, we need to get him here.
Disney or Looney Tunes needs to make him into a character now.
Oh my God, he's perfect. He reminds me of Nathan Lane from The Birdcage.
Yes.
The outfit.
Yes. Nathan Lane could play him so well.
Yes.
He had Uggs on. Like, right. Yes, right. He had Uggs rolled down.
Right.
Like,
those
are
like, him wearing those Uggs literally makes me want to be like, Ugg. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It was horrible. You're in Miami, and I feel like you should never own Uggs in Miami just because it's too hot and you look so absurd.
But Uggs were originally created to get the sand off your feet after you go surfing. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at Jake with all this knowledge.
Wow. Well, didn't they go downhill quick?
Yeah. Even though I do have a pair that I wear.
It's okay. You have so many good shoes to make up for it.
Yes.
So they cleanse Elsa, and Elsa actually does the cleansing. She holds onto Norman's hands, and you think they're going to...
shoulder pumps that happen.
Right. And Norman's going... Okay, so Norman's going A-E-I-O-U, basically. And it's like he's trying to teach, like, Spanish speakers how to say vowels in English.
Yes.
It sounded to me like a rendition of O MacDonald Had a Farm.
Right.
I saw Lisa...
E-I-E-I-O.
Yes.
Lisa was tweeting about that. She was saying, does this sound like O MacDonald Had a Farm?
Right. Yes.
Right.
It does.
And, like, yeah, I had a farm. It's like a crazy farm. Yeah,
yes.
He had a crazy farm.
He did have a crazy farm.
Okay, so Elsa's was absurd. Then he talked to Joanna, or before he talked to Joanna and Marta. And you know what I thought was funny is that even doing like some sort of spiritual something, Joanna seems to be able to make Marta the third wheel again.
Mm-hmm.
She's up there for Joanna. Like, Joanna, Joanna needs Marta's support to just get a reading. It's like, let Marta be Marta. And sit and do her own thing.
It was kind of nice.
And it was about Roman, the reading. So it's like, come on.
It was kind of nice seeing Lisa and Marta walk in together. I was like, oh, she looked like a different person.
Right.
Almost like happy and healthy.
Slimmer.
Yeah.
Right.
She did.
Dressed.
Yeah. It was just strange. And then to go, I feel like Joanna always has to turn on her to make herself feel better.
Yeah.
It just makes me sad because I don't like seeing siblings fight.
Well, I think they have a strange relationship also because didn't Joanna like raise her when they came over? So maybe that has affected their relationship in some kind of convoluted way that we'll never understand because we've never had to deal with that.
I want to see a picture of Joanna's and Marta's parents because they must be really good looking people.
Oh, I'm sure.
Imagine if they weren't and the chances of the DNA coming together like that.
They might
be. Those girls.
I've heard that happening before.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I see parents that are really weird looking with really pretty kids. I'm like, weird.
Not to be like
that's what people say about my parents.
Oh,
just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Rachel Zoe and her husband, their baby. I mean, they're both semi-attractive people, but their baby is really, really cute.
They're made more attractive by like the modern technologies
and what they wear. Also,
right, exactly.
Makes them really cool.
Yeah,
but their baby's really cute.
Yeah, yeah. Babies have better chances. Wait till he gets about 15.
And speaking of baby. And speaking of baby, Lisa saying that she wanted to have a kid, and then getting defensive about, you're just going to have one. No, that's not true. That's not true.
No, you're right. So incorrect. Yeah. And then we see a preview of her on the next episode saying that she's had 3 miscarriages.
Which is really sad.
It is really sad, but I think she might be in denial a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'd be
and
lucky to have one.
It makes me think this Norman guy might be legit.
But then the whole thing about Joanna and her fiancé like being really hot and heavy in the bedroom, and she's like, no, we don't have sex.
Yeah. Maybe he meant in person they're both really hot.
They're just more heavy. They're just daunting.
Yeah.
They're just heavy, daunting people. I don't know. All right. So then who else did she read? She read, I don't know. It's not that interesting. Or he, not she. Well, he's kind of a she. I don't know. Anyway.
He probably read them all, but those were the only ones that Bravo thought were entertaining.
How boring is Anna still? Like, not really.
This episode kind of made me change my opinion about her.
I think the preview made me change my opinion a little bit for next episode.
I wrote this down. I said, Anna and Marisol I'm glad they have each other. I feel like they're finally making themselves relevant on this season.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool for people that watch this show, not only to just see the drama, but to see, like, actual real drama in people's lives, because I feel like the two of them have a lot of relationship issues going on that a lot of people deal with. Mm-hmm. And I think that's cool that they're there for that purpose.
Boring.
I mean, I don't know. I like Anna. I think she's like the voice of reason a lot of times. It's always Marisol, I think.
I'm surprised they have so many voices of reasons on this for some, you know, because Marisol sometimes seems like a voice of reason. Anna's a voice of reason.
Mama Elsa,
of course. She's a number one voice.
And Leah.
And then, well, Leah's somewhat reasonable. And then also Lisa is reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Why are you also reasonable? Stop being reasonable.
Well, I think then you maybe, have the crazies, though, like Joanna and Adriana.
Yeah, I think because we put them next to some crazy, so they look more reasonable than they actually are.
Do you think that Anna will be asked back next season?
Nah.
Probably not.
It's quick to switch up the cast after just one season.
They've done
and
it before, though.
And she's sweet, but, like, she's not really doing anything. Maybe next episode, not to get into predictions, but, you know, we see her crying, so maybe we'll see something.
Could we talk, I don't know if you were going to address this in a second, but Lisa's whole, Leah's whole issue with her dog.
I
that's
cried.
So sad. I mean, I feel really bad for her, but I'm glad that she had a moment of vulnerability where she was so, like,
likable for
yeah,
a second.
You know?
Yeah.
I wrote that down, too. I was like, finally, it's really, I kind of like her
moment.
Now.
Yeah. She
doesn't
seem human
her.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
It got me once I actually saw the dog. Because he had, you know,
that's
his like, head
and his
just,
arm was really limp.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
So, but I think he's still alive. I mean, based on her confessional, because they taped those afterwards. And she was like, I've had him for 13 years. And she was speaking as if he was still alive.
But so I feel like she reacted more to that than she probably would for her husband or something if he was sick.
Probably.
You know? I feel like she'd be like, well, you know, he's getting there. He's getting to the point. You know, time to move on.
Yeah.
I just feel like...
It's just like a dog. It just breaks my heart because they love you unconditionally. And it's like...
Animals are just so out of this world.
A lot of awes today.
Her dog doesn't have millions or billions to leave her. Yeah. So that's probably why she would be like...
Right. Exactly. She's not going to get much out of his life insurance policy. It's just bones.
Leroy. So cute.
Oh, Leroy.
My God.
It's not actual bones. That'd be like Skeletor bones.
The husband's name is Roy and the dog's name is Leroy? Are they like
and
named
her
after
Leah.
Each other? Are they named after...
Oh, that's funny.
Is that some kind of combination?
What's his son's name?
Roy Jr.
Oh, of course.
RJ. Oh, RJ.
I want to see their, like, family photos.
Oh, just, God. You know,
like,
it's
sweaters or all denim or something. I don't know. Some
well,
dog
I feel like family
something
photo.
I feel like Leah's, like, really straight-backed and, like, posed. And then they're, like, in the picture.
Yeah. The son's pants are up around his, like, chest. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was really sad. Yeah. That was really sad.
Also about the reading, which I really, really enjoyed, was Elsa and Norman getting it on, kind of. I felt like they had a little love connection.
Yeah. And Lisa had the funny comment that... this is probably the most action she's had in a long time.
Well, Elsa in the last episode was like, I have no man with a fan.
I could see them. I could literally see Norman and Elsa.
That'd
just
be a
such
show
an
I'd
odd
watch.
Couple that they would work together. Because she would dominate. He would be like the vulnerable one. That,
like patting her hand all the time.
Yeah, always taking care of mama. You know? I want to see that.
That's a good show.
That is a good show.
We got to pitch it to Bravo. We got to get on this train.
Yeah. Copyright this. Edit it out. We need this private. This is our idea. So Adriana didn't show up and Joanna said, you know, I think she feels embarrassed. I don't think Adriana feels embarrassed, but I think outwardly I don't think Adriana feels embarrassed, but I do think she feels a little embarrassed. Over what happened, even though I think it's more she just hates Joanna, doesn't want to show up, and it was uncomfortable. But Adriana did hit her, and she just fell back on that excuse that she was being physically assaulted or something.
Yeah, she was fighting back. I just think Adriana should have showed up to at least squash the drama, maybe make an effort to really be there.
Yeah.
I think that would be really
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, because it's
her
like if
to
you're
going to
be ballsy, you might as well be fully ballsy and go.
I saw several of the wives tweeting that while the show was going on, that they wished that she would have shown up.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's
I'm just
cowardly.
Immature, but if I had gotten into a fight with someone and I had gotten hit, I would be more embarrassed than if I had hit someone. But that might
right.
be me being an immature person.
Right.
So you're if anything, for Joanna in. To be like, oh, maybe she was embarrassed. Are you embarrassed that you got punched in the face? Or
right.
On national TV.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Joanna can see herself. Like, they can talk themselves out of anything. They rationalize, like, why they're right. Or why they're so confident.
I think that's maybe why you enjoy Adriana, because I enjoy that about housewives, that if they do something stupid, they own up to it, and they're like, that was dumb.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
But the ones that try to rationalize it, being like...
That's why I didn't like Aviva, because Aviva would say mean things, and she'd be like, you know, I'm really sorry. I really shouldn't have said this. But it's like, if you own up to
it... Own it.
Yeah, then people are like, okay, we get you. You know, you're, like, convicted to who you are and what you say.
Definitely.
Yeah. So the gala, we see Queen Latifah, Mario Lopez. I should
Joe
be
Francis,
on that list.
Hello.
Joe Francis, of course. The gala, they were auctioning off the money that is in Miami is just insane. They're auctioning off these cars, these beautiful cars like Lamborghinis and all of that. Tickets to
the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
People dropping it big for the scholarship money too. I was like, all right, that's really nice. That was, I wasn't expecting that from Miami people.
So all the money I thought was going to the charity, but the charity must have scholarships then, right? Is that okay? Yeah, that makes sense.
Doing.
Yeah. I'm so not in the world of where people just give away thousands of dollars all the time right on the spot.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how to digest it.
I kind of felt bad for those people. You know, Leah was like, there were some people that I was surprised would donate money. And then that people raised their hand. I was like, oh.
They flashed to that.
Like, Robert was just using that B-roll, but now it looks like they're the cheapskates
that never donate money to anything.
Right. I love the fact that the guy who picked the Playboy Mansion was this kind of like older guy. And it's like, of course, it's going to be this like older creepy guy.
And he could pick up a Joanna.
Exactly. He can create another Lisa. No, he can create another Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be on the next season of The Real Housewives of
Miami. Right. That's how it works. It's just a domino effect. So Adriana was sitting over at the other table. And I didn't see any other housewives with her. It was like they were all at... Because Alexia, I would have thought, would be with Adriana, but it looked like Alexia was...
I don't know where she was sitting.
With... Because she was sitting talking to Joanna. I know that wasn't her seat, but I think she worked her way over there. But when they kept showing Adriana, it was just like Joe Francis and...
Mario Lopez.
And then like her boyfriendy guy, who looked like a clown.
Beyonce. And that red dress.
Yeah.
I mean, red.
Yeah, essentially. Same thing. And she looked kind of, though, I do like Adriana, but she looked like the evil stepmother or something sitting alone at her table just being bitter as everyone else was enjoying. You know, she's got the red lipstick, so it's very devilish. And,
mm-hmm. And for her to be like, oh, she's over there crying.
Yeah.
It was very like, are you watching her the entire time or are you enjoying your night?
Yeah, if you can move on and act like you're so phased by any of this, then you look cool. But when you know, if you ever get in a fight, you act like it never happened, you keep going, like, I'm the bigger party, like, this doesn't matter to me. But Adriana's just, like, lingering on every single movement of Joanna. It started to make her look pathetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very
she's calling
girl.
Her names.
Yeah. And her dress was very, because she kind of just, she came across more trashy.
Yeah.
And, you know, Joanna can have the past that she has of whatever that is, but she's sitting there with the elegant jewelry and this, like, elegant 80s
pageant queen dress.
And she looks like the innocent party, you know, blonde hair, very sweet, demure. And then you've got like, Adriana, like who's just like, yeah, like a cat, just ready to pounce. It was kind of pathetic. Her boyfriend said if this happened while I was there, she'd be in jail or something. But it's like, well, Adriana's the one that
hit her.
Would mm-hmm. have probably gone to jail if the cops were called, if that was the case.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seemed to be making some idle threats, too. Like, I thought I heard him say that, but then he kept being like, yeah, it would have been a different story if I was there. And I was like, what were you going to do?
Okay.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of hints at domestic violence between men and women.
And he's not very intimidating at all.
No.
Like, I don't think he would have really...
Not in a red velvet jacket.
No. He should go to the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
Roman wasn't there, so that's what Joanna's excuse was, to not stay. I thought that was... I don't think Joanna really was bothered by Roman not being there. I think she just didn't... I think she used that as an excuse.
To get out.
To be like, I don't want to do this anymore. Adriana's staring at me.
And
I don't know.
Joanna was crying because Roman didn't text her back. Is that what she was crying about?
She took out her powder pad again to wipe her off her eyes. She did that before. Like, she can't use a tissue because then she runs the risk of, like, not looking gorgeous after she pats her face.
With
so she has to use
like HD makeup.
And it gives away the fact that she's crying. Because, like, what's her name? Karen tried to, like, use the cloth on the table, and she's like, no, get away. But if she uses the pad, it just looks like she's fixing her makeup and not like she's bawling at a charity event.
Right. She cries in public a lot.
She does.
There's some people that, like, never cry in public, and then when they do, you know it must be really bad, and you take it seriously. But now I feel like Joanna's, like, the girl who cried wolf. You know, it's like she's crying again, like, whatever, it's probably not that big of a deal, because she'll be fine tomorrow.
Did you two enjoy Lenny kind of getting an argument, or getting, not kind of, like, dampening the fire a little bit whenever they were arguing about Joe Francis? Did you like whenever he kind of got involved?
I like Lenny.
I do, too. I think him and Lisa make a really cute pair.
Yeah, I like them.
Oh, Lenny. I, for some reason, couldn't. I was like, Lenny. Yeah. I was thinking drag queen.
Did you want us to say the boob god?
Yeah, that's how we have. Typical surgeon. Just say the typical surgeon. Wait, so what'd you say about him?
He was like, why are you taking anything that Joe Francis says seriously? Everyone knows he's a joke. I was like, go, Lenny. All right. Like, fire in there.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. It's like a guy who, this Lenny's legit. He's got a business. He's a successful man. Not necessarily from... I mean, he turns women into whores, but he doesn't tape them when they're whores. did you just show me a sign by chance?
No, I missed it.
Okay.
I was okay.
Well, I don't know if we're doing this, but I do want to let you guys know that AfterBuzz has like 50 shows right now that we're taping, 50 podcasts. So no matter what show you like on TV, no matter how ridiculous the show, we probably have a podcast for it.
Honey Boo Boo.
It's exactly what I was referencing. but we also have really good shows that are, you know, award-winning, like Homeland and The Walking Dead and Mad Men and all of those types of things. So
and Boardwalk Empire.
I try not to say Boardwalk Empire. Ooh, we'll go listen to Horror Story.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good season.
I love that.
I love it.
Pretty awesome.
Terrifying.
I've never seen it.
You should watch it.
The billboards are scary.
Oh, it's scary.
There's a lot of billboards for it. Yeah. Anyway, you guys keep listening. Anyway, moving forward. I don't even think I was supposed to say that. All right, anything else at the gala? The gala was a little bit underwhelming. Let's talk about maybe the dresses, how everyone looked.
I thought Karen looked really, really beautiful.
Yeah, I liked her dress.
I liked that.
It was very. It was almost like a rose, like a rose petals that were like falling apart.
Yeah, I could see her doing the tango in that dress, like very dramatic.
Like leg or something.
Yes. Yeah.
Dresses I hated. Alexia's.
Oh, we didn't even talk about them.
I didn't.
Karen and her
I want to get to her.
I didn't like Alexia's dress at all.
I don't remember what it looked like.
It was like purple sparkles, and she had the sapphires on with it. Is that the right?
I do enjoy her Barbie hair, though.
Yeah, I just didn't like the combination of the dress and jewelry.
I can't remember.
And I had a little bit more time to look at it, because I actually went online and looked at photos from the gala last year.
Oh.
So tonight was not my first night seeing it.
Yeah.
But I didn't like it in either case.
I didn't really like Lisa's dress. It seemed a little too casual.
It did. It seemed like something she would wear in the confessional interview.
Yes. Or in the bathroom talking to Daisy.
Yeah.
usually she wears her underwear. Yeah. I did like Karen's. Again, I like Joanna's vintage 80s look.
Yeah.
And then I thought Leah looked trashy.
I thought Leah looked very, very elegant for herself, because she usually overdoes it.
I did too, but those sleeves on that dress, like the cutouts.
But for Leah, you know, you got to expect something. It's like a little.
She looks like a realtor. To me, like, she looks like she's selling properties no matter like where she is or what she's doing. She's showing me like a walk-in closet.
Does she have a job?
No, she said that Leah? She just does these charities. Yeah. And you
that's
know,
what I thought.
Yeah, because her husband.
The first episode they were looking for a house. I was like, is she a realtor? No, she's not.
Yeah,
she just criticizes the houses that she's shown.
Right. I think anyone with like too much hairspray reminds me of a realtor.
Yeah, I don't like Leah's hair. That's the one thing. Yeah. I want her to grow it out a little bit longer.
Really?
I want her to cut it short. I don't think she can grow it out, because it looks so dry and brittle.
And thin
that I don't think it physically... But if she grew it out a little bit and got some extensions, they could make it look decent.
I did enjoy Joanna's Vanna White hair with the really side comb-over part.
Yeah. She can wear
that. I should
do that
next episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
It definitely
you
seems
can do
like,
that. Yeah, I can see it.
It definitely seems like Joanna and Karen spent a lot of time getting ready for the gala, hair, makeup, and everything ready. And it seemed like some of the other guests just stayed at home, did their makeup, their hair, their self. And
It wasn't as big of a deal to them.
So I liked that they put time and effort into their appearance.
Yeah. Yeah. I do too. Okay, so let's talk about Alexia and Karen. I think Alexia digging, looking for something, or was Karen being annoying?
I think Alexia was looking for something.
Both.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was both. Because honestly, in the moment that Karen came over, and again, I'm not Team Karen, but I'm just talking from a non-biased standpoint. When Karen came over to say hello to Joanna, Joanna was waving to someone and looking away from Alexia, and they weren't even engaging at that moment. It was like there was a cut in the footage where their conversation wasn't, they weren't in the meat of talking like this. And so when Karen came over, it was almost like it seemed like there was a break. It was an appropriate time maybe to say hello to someone. It wasn't like Alexia was halfway through a sentence and Karen came
just
over
really
and was like, get a picture. You know, it wasn't exactly like that. But at the same token, Karen didn't say hello to Alexia at all.
Yeah, Alexia gave it one beat before she started getting an attitude.
Right.
Like, if she had been sitting there for, like, 5 minutes and Karen was still carrying on the conversation, then that's maybe when you can say something.
Yeah.
But one second, like, just calm down.
Yeah.
Text someone, take a sip of water, eat a roll or something.
They're all so quick to jump to want to, like, bite each other. I'm like, calm down for a second.
Well, that's like you said, it's nitpicking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of them do it, though.
Yeah. But again, because I don't like Karen, it's funny to me. when Alexia does kind of does say that, it's like you could tell she wasn't really even planning on leaving. It was like when she got up, she was like, oh, I could tell that she wants to have a conversation, and she gets up, and then the minute Joanna's like, sit down, Alexia sits right back down, like, oh, okay, I guess I'll stay. Don't make me leave, don't force this happening. I don't know. It was immature, and I think Alexia is so into Adriana that if she could get Adriana any points at all by also being mean to Karen, then she would feel good or something.
Definitely.
Yeah. Alexia shouldn't waste time, though, on that, because she has so many shoes to tend to.
Oh, my God.
That was absurd.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
That was very...
but tacky, also.
I didn't like the way it was set up, because how are you going to get to the shoes in the back row?
Exactly. You're going to knock over all the pristinely set up shoes and then get your
She probably just
your
did that
servant
when Adriana came over. She was like, oh, these shoes. Why
yeah, she gets
here?
Her like housekeeper like, set these up.
No, she's not trying to show off. She's waiting for her husband to build her a walk-in closet.
Right.
That's bigger than my whole studio apartment, I'm sure.
Right.
That entire room was like bigger than my apartment.
The lifestyles, man. How does that happen? Like, why are they chosen to have so much money and just ability to get more and more and
persistent?
It's just weird. Like when I went to Miami before, like I said, I was like, we were all, my whole family was like squeezed into a bad rental car, and we're like driving around like tourists looking up at all these mansions. And it's just, where does this money come from? Where does it even start? Even if you're in LA and you go, you know, to a little area, it's just like these insane, I just don't know where it comes from. I guess people have real jobs that I've never seen. Like my family, like we just are teachers and mediocre, do very mediocre things.
Do like really hard work and then what happened?
yeah, but for nothing really. Okay, I think we touched upon everything. Let's get into our special segment, What She Should Have Said. Music. Okay, I'll start. Thank you.
Did I miss something?
No. No, we don't have any music. Okay, so Adriana, I only have like two. Yeah. Adriana said, I was having post-traumatic reaction. And what she should have said is, I was having post-traumatic stress.
Yeah.
That's actually what it's called. And that, that what she should have said was in honor of Molly, because that's one that she would have said about it.
Post-traumatic had its moment tonight. That was the word of the night. That was like the drinking word of the night.
It was. And then this one, I don't know, these are kind of weak. The Norman said to Elsa, or to, I don't know if he said to Elsa or to Anna. He said to somebody, whatever your problem is, I'm going to solve it. And then I think Anna said, really? And they said, yeah. But what he should have said is, no. I'm a bullshit artist.
This is from episode 8. That's what she should have said. Joanna was in her confessional, and she's like, speaking about Adriana after the fight, and she's like, you don't talk to me like that. What she should have said was, you don't hit me like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really good point. I actually have one more. Because of Adriana, who spoke incorrectly when she said Polish immigrants trying to get a plate of food to eat in or something like that.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Later in the episode, the Polish immigrant, Joanna, said, can I get a ginger ale with a little vodka inside it? And what she should have said is, can I get a ginger ale with some vodka in it?
Yeah.
Like inside it? Like, you can't open up the ginger ale and like insert vodka like directly into like the. Yeah.
And that's a nasty drink anyway. That doesn't sound very good.
Gross. Yeah. She's like just assuming there's. Never mind. I'm not going to say anything else. All right. So we have some really cool news and gossip, right?
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, first of all, Real Housewives of Miami was trending worldwide while we were watching the episodes.
That's pretty pathetic.
Awesome point for us. And also, Lady Gaga was tweeting about the Real Housewives of Miami on Sunday when the Punch episode, and this is what she had to say. She said, if I was Lisa, I would get drunk and go swimming now. Isn't that funny? And then she said, the cell phone in the rice while everyone is screaming. She also said, Miami cast takes the win. And she said, Real House Miami shit is about to get real. Loving the hostess paying everybody dust for misbehaving at her fundraiser.
Wow.
Go Lady Gaga.
Go Lady Gaga. I like that she called out the rice.
Yeah.
Because Karen, like, of course, like, Sweetie Pie is now, well,
everyone's
like,
screaming,
fixing.
Oh, yeah. Let me get the rice.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And on Watch What Happens Live on Sunday, after the Punch episode, Joanna and Karen were on there together. And the poll question was, whose side are you on, Adriana's or Joanna's? And Adriana won by 66%.
Yeah.
That's a pretty significant amount of people.
Yeah. I've noticed some of our comments and stuff. People have said that they're Team Adriana.
Yeah. And also, Adriana called in to the show to, like, argue back and forth with Joanna. And Joanna is threatening to sue her. She said, you'll be hearing from my lawyers next week.
Oh, my God.
Get over it. And then Joanna implies that Joe Francis slept with Marta when Marta was 13 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so I think there's
going to
be some lawsuit action going there.
And she said, you've got 10 years to file a lawsuit. So, pal.
Bye.
Whoa.
And then also, I saw this on Twitter. The purveyors of pop, who are the producers of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Miami, several others, said that Mama Elsa was Madonna's psychic advisor for years.
Oh, that's
that makes it pretty legit.
One. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and that's my news and gossip.
Wow, Jake, number one with news and gossip.
Can I add something?
Yes, go right ahead.
Also on Watch What Happens Live, Joanna has a third nipple.
Yes.
Yes, but it's actually under her boob, so the dot that we saw that wasn't
right. Right, right, right. I feel like guys on Joanna would like a third nipple.
Probably.
Like another thing, like, for them.
And Andy asked her if it was sensitive, and she said no.
No.
I was gross.
Totally gross. All right, well, this was a fun show. We're looking forward to next week, of course. Oh, yeah, predictions. I always forget about those.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Okay, someone start. I'm all out. Predictions.
I want to see Joanna and Adriana hit each other again. Except I want to see Joanna activate it this time. Be like, bam.
Yeah.
We saw Leah, on stage kind of give a look. I don't know if that was just editing, but I think maybe she's going to have something to say about Karen and Joanna leaving early.
I agree.
Oh,
I
definitely
agree. Yeah.
That's good.
Leah ain't going to let that slide. No. Yeah. And she was also already mad that Roman wasn't even there. And it's like, well, it's just Roman. Why do you care? But she seemed to be actually hot and bothered about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I really have any predictions other than Anna, you know, finally doing the divorce papers with her husband.
I hope she does.
I think she loves him and just doesn't want it. They have such a fun, bantery relationship that it's probably so comfortable for her that she doesn't want to end that. But I think she will next week or so.
I hope.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Excite us, Anna. Come on, do this. All right, well, be back next week at the same time. If you guys ever listen live, you can call in. But if not, you can also listen on iTunes and YouTube, of course. So we will see you next week.
Where can we find you?
Oh, yeah. I'm forgetting everything. I told you I'm really tired.
You can find me at Jake_Dupree.
You can follow me on Twitter at Michelle Renee LA.
And you can follow me, even though I tweet very rarely now because I'm always depressed. Tweet me at KRISTENCARNEY, Kristen Carney. So, anyway, sorry, I'm so anxious to get out of here, apparently.
And we miss you, Molly.
Yeah, we miss you, Molly. We'll see you guys next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.